These podcasts are sponsored by Yak Attack at yakattack.us. What Yak Attack is the leader in the kayak fishing industry who specializes in kayak fishing rigging solutions. As kayak anglers themselves, they are tightly integrated into kayak fishing community and are acutely aware of what the sport needs. It all starts off with the gear track and or the Mighty Mount. The gear track comes in all different sizes and colors, and the screw ball that attaches to the gear track allows everything to attach to it. So what that is a variety of rod holders and camera mounts for your still cameras and your GoPros, your light poles with the day flags that folds into the flag, your fish finder mounts, and your black pack crate system. All of Yak Attack's products are made in the USA. The rod holder that is standard in all my kayaks with Yak Attack is the Zooka Tube rod holder. This rod holder easily locks in either a spinning rod on one side or a bait caster on the other. You can flip it around, lock a bait caster in with the trigger grip, or flip around the other side and have a spinning rod in. It's open all the way through, so it can also double as an anchor point for your parking pole or your stakeout pole. Just position it over the side of the kayak and anchor with your parking pole. Definitely my favorite rod holder, the Zooka Tube from Yak Attack. This podcast is also sponsored by my DVDs at kayakkevin.com, the Kayak Fishing in Chesapeake Bay series, and the Bay Tour DVD. The fishing DVDs are broken up into a trilogy. Number one is an intro into the fishery, has a full year's worth of footage from more of the larger fish targets of the lower Chesapeake Bay. The instructional sequels are broken up into two parts, the warm water and the cold water species. Number two is the warm water species, with detailed instruction on the rigs and the fishery itself, spanning from the red drum at the shoals, flounder and the summer species at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, and sight casting the red drum and striper. Number three has a detailed instruction about the cold water species, the tautog and the eastern shore striper fishery. The Chesapeake Bay Tour DVD is a 6-week, 600-mile tour I did around the Chesapeake Bay in 2010, kind of filmed in a Survivor Man style, showing everything I do and look for when I'm on a long-distance tour. All of these DVDs are available at kayakkevin.com. It's kayakkevin.com and Yak Attack at yakattack.us.
I've been going to outside yoga. That's been fun.
Buckethead?
Buckethead. He goes to Buckethead's.
Dude, I'll tell you, if you like wings, Buckethead's does pretty good.
Buckethead's does pretty good. The Dirty Buffalo is pretty fucking incredible.
Where's that?
Near where the old O'Sullivan's was on Cali.
Oh, downtown.
Cali. Well, no, I mean, I don't consider that downtown.
Right, yeah, I know what
that's not downtown. That's before you get to downtown, but yeah.
Dude. Underwater.
Yeah, right back there, right down there. It's right up the block from where O'Sullivan's was.
It was, okay.
Have any of y'all been downtown at all?
Norfolk downtown?
Yeah. I went and practiced yoga down there.
Smashed Waterside? It looks different?
No! It's goddamn Pokemon! It's like Horror Fest!
Dude, I went to the Ocean Front.
It's like fucking Horror Fest!
I went to the Ocean Front on the weekend with Maggie. We went out, had something to eat, you know, chilled, had something to eat at the beach, chilled. And, dude,
there's roots. People everywhere.
Everywhere, and well, everyone is...
I went to Crab Creek to launch the other day, and there's a guy, and I'm like... Bumper right on his. I'm trying to get in, and I'm just like, really, dude? Like, you're walking down a road, like, you're about to die.
Oh, yeah. They're at the pier, the Pagodia is where we do our practice on the pier out there, and that's like a center spot, right? It's like, I guess, where they fight or whatever. And there's a million people there, but all the streets are everywhere. There's people everywhere. It's like a horror fest thing. It's like something's going on, and there's that, and it's like
you're like feeling left out. Like, what happened?
No, I'm not. I'm just like,
I mean, you don't know what's going on. You're like, what's that?
I didn't know what was going to go on for the. They last Wednesday when I didn't go to yoga, but they showed the Patagonia thing, the Pagodia thing, all filled up with people. And then I was like, okay, that's cool. Maybe it's just that week, but I wasn't expecting it again this week. And I also didn't expect to have to park a mile away to get to where I just was able to park right there. It was crazy, man. It was crazy. That many people just... Then y'all moved in a herd.
It don't bother me when I see like the 12 to 15, 16, when you see...
Dude, there's grown people.
Chris and I would come back from Carolina, and there was somebody with like their, you know, phone set up on the dash of the car driving real slow in Newburgh. Come on, really?
Yeah, I've seen a variety of people too.
Go get a pokey job or something. You know,
I've seen fit people. I've seen people who are actually like
right.
Yeah, they're not inside people. Like they actually go outside. But then I see some people that look like the form of their chairs at home. Like they literally their legs are like hanging and they just walk like they're sitting in their chairs at home and I was like, holy god.
Which they are outside finally.
Yeah, that's really the point.
Yeah, sunglasses on and like
And that's probably the best point about this whole thing is some people are getting outside who actually would not get outside.
And somebody else posted, and not to say that this whole thing's great, but that you see everybody together. Like, with all the bullshit going on in the world, like, you know what I'm saying?
But right. Nobody's paying attention to nobody.
To each other. No, no, see, I don't know. I was hearing that they were. Like, people help people find them because, like, right. You found this one? Where is this? You know,
okay, cool. They are. Yeah.
Yeah, so people are interacting with each other.
Yeah.
Like,
they are, yeah. I'll take that back.
later on, when you're kicking their ass in the Pokemon, fine, I guess they'll talk to you. They'll
tell you shit.
Right.
Find your own damn Pokemon. You need to get a pokey job. That's what you need to do.
But it's a trip. Yeah, I mean, it's like something to do every night for a lot of people. And it is. It gets them outside because a lot of those guys did not look like they got outside much.
Mom, I need more Hot Pockets.
What was the wedding crashers? Ham! What was it? Ham? No. Meatloaf!
Yeah.
Mom, meatloaf!
Oh,
yeah. Meatloaf! Damn!
That's a good one. I forgot. That's good.
I make meatloaf all the time.
Yeah, I do like meatloaf.
What time is it?
Time for you to bed.
Yeah,
my fat ass gotta get up at 3:30.
Feel for you.
It's all good. So if anybody's doing nothing at 4:30, come by the shop and say hi. There'll be plenty there tomorrow. It's supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
Waiting. I bet there'll be people waiting in the parking lot.
And Sunday was now Sunday's looking good.
Yeah, so are you 3-day weekend?
Yeah. Is it a 3-day weekend?
I'm saying for some people, people work 4/10s and stuff like that, right. I guess. We got a lot of people around there retired and military, work every day of the week like some of us.
You know, I did see a girl that was pretty badass when I was at the yoga practice. There's a little pier, I guess she lives right there, and she had her paddleboard out. She had no hands. And so she would have her straps on her paddle. Uh-huh. Yeah, and she was out there paddleboarding, switching off. But she had like I don't know if it looked like they were deformed because like she had a little thumb. Like, but it was like.
So she had to like cross paddle one place.
But right? She would switch it up somehow. She would slip
really?
It out of the.
That
maybe
quick?
Switch it out and then. It wasn't real fast. She wasn't fucking getting it, but she was out in the water.
That's
you know what I mean? It's pretty badass. So it was like.
Yeah,
I wanted to say how. I wanted to say you're badass, you know, but
at the same time, it's fun to.
Well, but by the time we got done with our practice, she was gone. I got seen her as she was going and landing. I was like, oh, she's still there when I'm done, so I can go talk to her. But
people have a will to do it.
Yeah.
Get out.
I mean, but there's also a guy who he comes to the shop. I know he used to come to the tackle shop when I was there. He bought one of my drifters. And he got in a, was it railroad? Might have been a railroad accident. And he lost a hand and a couple of these fingers on this side. So he has this thing where he attaches to a paddle.
Hmm.
I'm like, fuck yeah.
He probably still does. I don't know you.
Yeah, you see him.
Yeah.
But he's a little guy. He's like, you know, maybe shorter than me and Lee. Dark hair, dark beard, young guy. Doing his 30s. Young guy.
Yeah. I'll keep it shaved for a while.
Oh, we're good. All right, wrap it up.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, sir.
No, thanks for having me. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we were thinking about who we're gonna have it on. You mentioned Logan, I was like, yeah, it's been on for a while. And then
we didn't even talk about iCast at all. I brought up Logan because he went to iCast.
I didn't go this year.
You didn't go this year.
This first year we went past two, didn't go this year.
Just seeing the pictures from the OR, that shit's crazy. I didn't realize it was that nuts there. I mean, they got the outside where everything's padded. Everybody's.
And they do the same thing at iCast. They have day before where you get to go and they have. They actually have where you can go cast stuff, like literally cast,
yeah.
And then they have the kayak stuff and all that I cast. And,
everything was all kick, everything. Everything here, everything
was
there.
Wilderness.
Kick here, kick
we
there.
We got
there.
One.
Well, it's got two, Confluence has two, Perception and the
right,
Wilderness.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So we got one.
Feel Free.
Yeah, Feel Free's got one.
Everybody. I mean, pretty much.
Jackson's
got one.
Did they?
Native.
I didn't notice that. They had Jackson
yeah, you
got
didn't
one?
See the one everybody's joking about the toilet hole? and everything?
No, I didn't see that one.
But what I thought was, no, don't want to piss off your Jackson fans, too. But they, like, took a prototype that wasn't even finished to OR. Like, you know when OR is. Like, I mean, even if you have a prototype to the naked eye, it looks great. You know what I'm saying? But this thing wasn't even, like, they didn't have to look, I don't know, it didn't look as finished, I guess. But anyway, yeah, so Jackson Native came out with another
new one. My new Natives are, yeah.
When they had that new one, you see the one that looks kind of like a pro angler? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got the square back.
Oh, boat. But they've always had the pedal.
But they got a whole new hull. Yeah, okay. So
as we were saying, who's got pedal drive?
Yeah, that did it. Yeah, feel free, Jackson. We Confluence.
Yeah, so that's four companies came out this year.
Yeah,
that I can think of.
I didn't see the.
Yeah, if you go through some of that, well, Rick, I think might have done. It was either Kayak Angler Mag. One of them put up pictures of it. It was like a real light blue colored hull. Cool. I saw.
Yeah, I noticed that one. I did see the feel free one because it looked like it was like made in like the 50s, like a 50s engine.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all looking in like a. Apparently, that's going to be something you put an engine in or something, or it's got a motor or some shit.
Oh, really? So I didn't get that.
I didn't look into it. This is what I was some other.
Yeah, I don't know much about the other one. Chris and I did go down to the factory on the Confluence stuff in January. Because, you know, we came from Native, so we kind of knew a little bit. And, you know, everybody's kind of doing the same. No one Hobie does this, obviously. Yeah. So we went down there. And I was pretty impressed with it. I don't never see Deep getting one.
The one thing
I liked about theirs is, and I haven't tried anybody else's, obviously, because they all just came out, was the fact that the radar paddle, it's built as a paddling kayak that you can put either the Helix PD or the motor, you know, either Helix in, you know what I'm saying, the Helix in there, or the pedal drive. So that was kind of, because even in all the years with Natives, except for the one that they did in the Ultimate, you couldn't paddle any of them, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so it's got like a tarpon hull, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's a little more pontoony style. It's a pretty flat water boat, too. Right. It's got some more chine to it, because you need that for the, you know, the propulsion. Yeah. But you can buy it as a kayak and never get either the drives.
Right.
You can stand in. It's got high-low seating, which is something that, you know, Native never had. So you can do high-low, and it still pedals well. That was the problem with the Native. If you didn't have that hip to gear to the crank ratio, like it's kind of a line, because it's all built on that recumbent bicycle style, it just wasn't comfortable. So if you're not right in there, you know, it hurts, or it's not comfortable.
Yeah, so I was surprised about the high-low, because usually the seats...
Right, so the way they have theirs... Stationary. Yeah, the way they have theirs designed... Both Chris and I, we did both of the Perception one. The Perception one's a lot like the Pescador style hull.
Right, right.
So, but yeah.
The wider.
And then, you know, and I guess Chris was telling me I didn't look at anything today because I was busy at work, but I, you know, Jeff Little just did, a good rundown on all the boats and what, you know, the price dollar figure to everything, too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, so that was exciting to me to see finally a propel boat that you can also paddle.
Right.
Because that was one of the biggest things I hated about, like, the Native thing is, like, for, like, me, if I'm fishing the flat and I want to go over here, I don't want to have to go around because I can't paddle across, you know.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I just want to go right there. But I don't want to paddle this freaking thing right there, you know, so I'm going to pedal all the way around.
Yeah.
Or, and the other nice thing about the radar is it's got, like, a little tap you hit and the whole drive system shoots straight up to where, like a lot of them, you got to do stuff, you know what I'm saying, except for the Hobie, which lays tight.
Yeah.
So you can tap this and it'll shut right up to the hull, and they have the hull kind of designed to where the motor really goes inside, if you will.
So you can it'll still go, you can actually land.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So
that's cool.
That was very cool. The Perception does more of a kind of a pendulum style because it's the cheaper boat, so it doesn't have, you know, the frills that the other one would have because it, you know, the price is less.
That was what was cool about the Old Town one, the ours that we had, is coming up.
Right.
It was spring, so you just have to lift it, woof, and it's
gone. Right. See, that
thing lines up. That was
out of your way.
Trying to fix from the Native stuff where you had to line it up.
Take the cavet plane up.
Yeah, you had to get it right. Yeah, yeah.
If you got to do it quick.
Yeah, and you know, lifting, it's heavy. There's no spring. Yeah, so
right.
That. Well, you guys doing that, and our springs is kind of a.
It makes it a lot easier. Yeah. And that's like everything, you know. It's gonna, you know, everybody's gonna perfect it. Everybody's gonna build a better mousetrap.
Oh, and the like, Hobie, because they always need a reverse now. They got a reverse switch in theirs. Right? Yeah. You see that where the
things
turn around. Yeah. So that was their answer to that.
That's what they always, you know. That was the big claim because was this them and Native?
Yeah.
And that was always Native's thing. At least we could always go backwards. So that was where they felt they had to put their energy, I guess, into their.
Well, it was. I think it was a good move.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's something that's always.
Hobie is very smart.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been around.
Been around for longer than anybody.
And they got like $1 billion. So.
Yeah, wait. You make those world-class sailing boats. I mean, you can. They've been. Yeah, I think it's been like 50 some years or something. I hope he's been maybe even longer than that. Yeah. Well, so I don't know. 50s. It'd be cool to see when the. I guess we'd have to worry. You'll get to see some stuff and play with it a little sooner when it comes to rolling into the stores. But yeah, down on the water, we really want until demo season opens back up for us to get really into any of those and try them. So.
Yeah, and I won't, like, the Tridents, I won't be getting one until later this year. So it won't be, they're my fishing.
Have you seen it, though? Have you been?
I saw the prototypes of it, and then I've seen, they have one at the OR, so I've seen the videos of that, but I haven't seen it put together completely yet. But
is that an OR? I guess.
Yeah.
Looks like they've got a seat in it. Huh?
It's awesome. It's the Necky seat. Mm-hmm. It's when we were talking about me doing it, I looked at it at the shop.
This seat in this boat.
I never understood. It was like, what?
Such a gray hull with that seat.
You
know? And I told him not to mess with the hull. He said, leave the hull.
That's what I'm saying. It was a gray hull, but you always had the seat like.
Yeah. It was always a thing. So that was the thing. And we got rails in it now. You see those?
Tracks?
Yeah, got tracks in it.
Tracks for the normal stuff.
Tracks.
Like, feel free. They didn't make a whole separate one. Like, you got to buy their product. No, only the tracks.
Yeah, the actual Yak Attack tracks in there. The hatch, it's narrower. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a little higher, which is going to be hard. Only complaint on my side would be landing a big fish. It's a lot of edges, too, so I might actually pad that so I'm not beating up a rag that lands on it. That's where I lose a lot of scales. And I noticed that once I had sharp edges, took the sharp edges, I wasn't beating them up so much. So that's one thing. But it gives you more leg room so the fish can lay in there. I mean, it's not going to go right there. Flounder might not make it in there, though. I mean, that 22-incher caught a couple weeks ago, that thing went immediately. As soon as I felt what it was, the hatch got open. It's like, I didn't even see him yet. The hatch is open.
Into the center hatch.
It's you know, kick, bank, in. Yep. You know, it's bank off the boom, in. And
he starts getting a little grease fryer inside. Just got it done. Launch is served.
Just quick fry.
Silk.
If it was last week, it would have been that way anyway.
But I will get to go. I'm going to Minnesota next week, so I will maybe see some new stuff.
Yeah.
So this will be the time for us, because now we get to buy it. So like iCast, you can write orders at and stuff, but it's more of a show and tell kind of place, if you will. So next week we're going to a tackle trade show that we buy for the shop coming up. So I'll get to see the duck, maybe. You see the duck?
Oh, what's that?
You didn't see? They always have a... Well, you see all the awards that come out.
So the lure?
This top water lure that Savage made is a duck. And it won the best award.
It's a little ducky.
And I saw like a lot of the lures that were presented, you know, for these awards, you know, that they do. And basically it's kind of cool because, I mean, it's a closed off room, if you will. And they have security out front. Like, you got to be the right person. Like, you know, you got to have some reason to go in there.
Yeah.
And you vote on them. Like, not that iCast is open to the public anyway.
Right.
But this part isn't even open to the people that, only certain people. Yeah, and you go and vote. Like, Chris and I went last year, you know, we go in there and vote. And so, like, I saw some of the stuff because a lot of the, you know, following the trades and everything. You see all these lures companies are putting up. And then when I saw the best of iCast 2016, it's a duck. You know, this is a duck that rips across the top of the water. And I was like, wow.
New?
That's
new.
I mean, right. And it's just funny that you see all these things. And Bill, the Squid Nation won the offshore deal, the soft lure or whatever, which hasn't been around that long either. I mean, it's a great lure. We saw a boat ton of them. A lot of people use them. Alabama State record.
Too. What is it?
The floppy.
Oh, the floppy thing.
Flop, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's just weird. So it makes you, like, when I was watching them, I was like, really? Like, this big floppy thing that they troll offshore, one soft bait, and then the hard bait was a duck. I was like, there's the two extremes of fishing. You know, it's like this duck that rips across the top and this big floppy thing that calls up tuna from 100 feet down. So
that's
whatever.
So crazy.
But yeah, so.
A duck.
Yeah. Different colors too. It's not just a
yellow duck.
Yeah, there's just shades and your sunny days. And bass guys are saying the ducks work.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Does anybody fucking throw those giant schools of
The live target ones, the balls?
No, the when I was working there 3 years ago, it was the ones that look like a whole
Alabama
rings.
Oh, yeah.
They still use them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just remember that. That was the
hot thing. Tight my school.
Yeah.
Three
Do
or four
you have
fish.
One?
No, I got three or four.
No, no. Yeah. Still reel it in.
Oh, you need a musky rod for that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a big 8-foot frogging rod or something for that thing.
Yeah.
No. Ducking rod.
What? A ducking rod? Yeah. We're going to call it a duck rod. Now, right?
The duck rod. Fuck a frog. Frogs are outmanned.
Yeah, the duck rod. I'm going to get on that next
on
week.
On that joke. I'm not waiting on that joke. That's a good one.
Duck rod.
All right. Hi guys, thanks. Thanks to our sponsors, Yak Attack, yakattack.us, and my website, my DVDs, kayakcabin.com. Mark Lozier's website, firstlandingkayak.net. Later.
All right.
Here we are.